Daf kuf mem aleph amar aleph rab to the Mishnah. Straw that's on a bed, he's not allowed to shake it over his hand. He can shake it over his body, and it's called tiltum natzad. But if it was food for a behemo, or it had a pillow or a blanket, so he wants to, he shows that he wants to sleep, then he can move it even with his hand. A press of balabatim, a regular press which he just nails in, you're allowed to open up the nail on Shabbos, but you can't press with it. But of a laundromat, which is much more tighter, you can't touch. It's muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda says if it was open from Erev Shabbos, he could take out the whole thing and just shake it off. But Nachman said this radish, if you put it in from top to bottom, is more typical because it's top heavy and he's not replacing any earth. Ramat al-Mal is us. Rachel Rabbi said, in the name of Rav Chanina, not like Rav Nachman. The straw that's on the bed is not on shake with his hand, but he can shake with his body. But if it's food for behemo, or it was on his linen, he's allowed to shake with his hand. So you see, Tilbrat Sad, Lishma Tilbrat. And here we see by the pogla, we can't do it. So you see, it's not like a mech. Avida said, these peppers, you can crush it one by one with the handle of a knife, which is a shina. Two, you shouldn't do. Rav says, even once he's mishani, he can do even two. Avida said, the Weber swims in water, should dry himself first, then come up, because he might come to carry 4 amas in the commas. So he says, even when he goes in, he's pushing it, and his koyach is going down amas and sasar. So koyach of the commas, they weren't going. Abai said, "Name Rabbi Yehuda, mud that's on his foot, he could wipe it in the ground, and he can't wipe it in the wall." Rabbi said, "What's the reason the wall not? Because it looks like he's building. So it's binyan chaklo, it's like a building of a problem." So Rabbi said, "He's allowed to wipe it in the wall. It's not a problem, but he can't wipe it in the ground because it comes to even out the holes in the ground." Tak alert, Rabbi Ravina said, "It doesn't matter. Either one is asa, alz boin and alz ashvei gum." So Rabbi said, "Either one is mutter because we're not. It's not derech kavana bekach." According to Rabbi Ravina, what does he wipe it? He wipes it with a bean. It obviously a person should not sit on the opening of a mavli where there's no lecheker, because maybe the chayfets will roll and he might come to carry it. It obviously the person should not sidle up next to a pot because he might roll it because he might come to even out holes. It obviously the person should not tighten a cotton on the opening of a barrel, because he might come to squeeze it. Rav Kana said, the mud that's on his beged, he can only rub it out from the inside, not from the outside. We see tit that's on his shoe, he can scratch it off, and it's on his clothing, he can scratch over his finger, but he can't rub it. So you see, he can't rub it at all. So what's his name? You can't rub it from the outside, but you can rub it from the inside. Rav Oz said, Rav Oz, name Rav Yana, you're allowed to scratch off a new shoe, but not an old one, because then you're peeling it and it's considered mamachik, smoothing it out. What do you use it to scratch it? Bravo says, top of a knife. This old man said, erase yours from in front of me. Because if Chia said, you're not allowed to scratch not a new shoe, not an old shoe. Can't smear your foot with oil if it's inside a shoe or inside a sandal, but he can smear his foot with oil and then put it into the sandal or into the shoes, and he can smear his whole body with oil, and then he can roll on this tablecloth made out of skin, out of leather. He doesn't have to worry about it. Because they said, Dafka, if he's smoothing it out. But if he's tanning it, it's awesome. Of course, tanning is pshit, it's awesome. Also, smoothing it out to polish it is mutter. So when it says pshat is like this, if it's a Dafka, shear to smooth it out to polish it. But shear to tan is awesome. Come with the cut, should not go out with a big shoe because it might fall off. I'm not going to care. If it's allowed to go out with a big shirt, it's not going to fall off. A woman cannot go out with a loose shoe, and she can't do chalitza. If she did chalitza, the chalitza is kosher. She can't go out with a brand new shoe, because if it's not well fitted, she might take it off. What kind of shoe is said dafka of mineral of a wife, a woman? Bar Kapara said dafka, she didn't go out one time before Friday afternoon. She went out one time Friday afternoon, she's used to it. One bryce was said you gotta take off the shoe from the form thing, and another bryce said you can't take it off, so it's not a kosher. This is a blazer of one, because we learned. A shoe that's on this format thing of Lezer says it's tar, it's not a kli until you take it off. Therefore, you can't take it off on Shabbos. It's not a kli. The Chumim say it's tame, and therefore it's a kli, you can take it off on Shabbos. Dafka, that's good according to the Rabbah, it says, Dovish Matanisa, where it's Tzarkufa, Tzarkukoyim is what to take it off, is good. But according to the Rabbah, it says, Tzarkufa is what to Tzarkukoyim is also, say, hey, take it off Tzarkukoyim. What are you going to say? So, speaker, it's very loose, you're not touching the form thing. Because if you just said in the Braisa, if it was loose, you're allowed to take it off. So Dafka, if it's loose, if it's not loose now, that's very good according to Abai, that's a double shmach, it's a tzarkufa, it's mutter, tzarkukayim is us. But according to Rav, it says, bein tzarkufa, tzarkukayim is mutter. What's the difference if it's loose, if it's not loose also? So once that's going to contribute to the name of Reza, because we just said the name of Reza, if it was loose, you're allowed to take it off. And because he's saying that it has to do with mechusar etzah. Once it's loose, it's not mechusar etzah. Hada lachtayl v'lined. A person can take a sun with a stone on his hand or a basket of stone in it, and he can move it. Truma tameh you can carry with truma tahara with chulin. Rav Yehuda says even you can bring another chulin to bring it to make it to 101 to mevatel. We'll see more and more about it. But also they took out a live kid with a wallet on his neck. Is chayv al the wallet. But if he takes a child that's dead and a kiss on him, his neck is put. So a live kid with a wallet on his neck is chayv al the wallet. Then it must be chayv because of the kid. Rav said that nas the chaynei sasatzma. So let the wallet become bottled to the kid. Didn't we learn if you take out a live person in the bed, it's potter even on the bed because the meat, the bed is a tafotim. So it's meat to a bed to a live person is mavatle, but a kiss or wallet to a child is not mavatle. Tinek mason, a kiss to a tzor is potter. Let him be chayav al the kid. Rav al zakev shim, let's come lach shem tzich leguf. If he's taking out that person to be buried, he's potter. So he said, and the kiss is going to be potter because it's bottled to the kid. We learned the Mishnah, a person can take a son and the stone is in his hand. So Rabbeinu said that a child that has gigun over the zavod, which means he will get sick from not going with his father, so then the father can do it, even though it's not succumbing to the pasha, it's also chayli. So when it says, why do you need a stone, even a dinner? Why did Rava say dafka stone, but a dinner is asa? So it says very simple, a stone, if it falls, the father won't come to carry it. A dinner has a value, if it falls, the father might come to carry it. So therefore they said it's asa. This is the end of daf, kuf, mem, aleph.